Mackay and the Wit Sundays, only way to wake up.
I can't get enough because it fits so right.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Got what I'm looking for.
G'day everyone, welcome to the Jay and Dave podcast. We are up to episode number 59.
Is it 59?
Let's just say yes.
Anybody who was organised would know the number for certain.
Yeah, but you wouldn't expect us to be organised, would you?
Well, you know, not as organised as the bank saying we're going to hand down the interest rates hike.
Well, yes.
0.35 from 0.1.
Yep.
And that's a big jump.
And the big four banks, bam, they're onto it, aren't they?
Well, CBA, straight away. Well, they took that straight away.
Yeah, but they'll do that, but they won't give you a bit of leeway when the rates come down, hey. They'll drag it on as long as possible so they can get the money out of you.
Dave said that, not me.
Well,
that's on the record now.
Sorry, banks, but you don't do the right thing by us, so bad luck.
Yeah, true. We've got some advice, thanks to Pete from Guardian and Mackay. If you missed it, this is what you missed.
Jay and Dave in the morning!
We were just discussing, while the news was going, one of the silliest debates we've had. I wouldn't say an argument, but it was a debate. It was all about cordial.
We should get Lockie into this one as well. We'll get him soon if we can.
I don't get the reason why you say it, but I don't get the reason why you do this. You put the water in before the cordial.
Water in the glass first.
Yeah.
Cordial last.
Yeah. Why?
We've spoken about this before.
I know, and it's come up again. I still don't understand why you do it.
It's because you can taste, like you can see by the colour of the water if you need to add more cordial or not. That's the only reason I do that.
But you should know by now, at the age of what, 42, how much cordial you need to put down the bottom of it.
No, because sometimes it can be stronger. By that stage, it's always easier to add more cordial in than to take it out.
So why don't you add the more cordial in after you put the cordial in first before the water?
Say that again. What?
It mixes up the cordial. That's the whole thing. Like, you put it in the bottom of the glass first.
It dilutes straight. It's 13353. I know there's an election around the place and you're thinking about who you're going to vote for.
We were talking about something. We were going to talk about something else.
Can you tell me if anybody out there puts water in first and then puts a cordial in second to your glass? I know there's an election. I know it's, you know, interest rates and everything at the top of the talk at the moment, but this is an important topic.
Oh, okay, sure. All right, 13353. Do you put the cordial in first or the water in first?
Maybe it's just the way they've been. That's like how I was taught to make cordial as a kid.
Maybe you were taught wrong.
I think, well, maybe that's the case. I don't know if anybody else doesn't want to admit to that.
We've done it. We've hit the height of ridiculousness.
I don't think we've ever taken calls on this, though, have we? We've just spoken about it on the air.
I think so, but it comes up every now and again.
Dave has this, he has a real problem with the way that I drink my cordial.
Yeah.
I got a glass, I'll put the water in first and the cordial second. Apparently, this is the wrong way of doing it.
Yeah, you were taught wrong as a kid. That's what it was. It's the cordial first, then the water.
13353. We just want to do a quick poll. I know, people are still voting on which Prime Minister they want for Australia. But this is far more important.
Absolutely, I'll agree with that.
Let's go to Denise, 13353.
Denise, do you go the cordial or water first?
No, definitely the cordial, Dave.
Yeah, see, I'm the same.
Yeah, mixes it up as you put the water in.
Now, I was going to say something. I don't know if I should. I should say you've got experience in the matter with Cotties, haven't you?
Well, not really, because I don't really drink much. Well, I don't drink any cordial.
Well, Denise, why are you weighing in on this debate?
You
then?
Should not have said that. It just gives the fuel to the fire.
I feel like you're deciding with Dave now. You're deciding with him.
Well, I had my brother-in-law staying with me for a while. We went shopping and he had to have cordial. I thought, okay, we'll buy two bottles. It's on special. Mm. But guess what? He's not here no more and it's still sitting in the cupboard.
Dave will come over and drink it for you. He'll come over and drink it. But it needs to be water first, then the cordial second. 13353.
Let's go to Jenny now. Jenny, cordial first or the water first?
Oh, definitely cordial. You've got to go by the taste and the texture and the colour.
In the colour?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not a diamond.
Explain that to me. What do you mean by colour?
Well, it depends what colours you get. You get lime and all different flavours. But I tell you, it's like, you know, the stronger it is, the better it tastes.
No. Sometimes it's too thick for me to enjoy, so...
Okay. Sorry.
Ian's in Wookston this morning. What's the go? Wardial or cordial first? Wardial. Somebody patent that. That's a good name for a drink. Water or cordial first, Ian?
Water first.
Thank you.
Okay, explain. Yeah. Obviously, Jay couldn't explain it properly to us before. Why do you do it that way?
Pretty much the same reason. I put the ice in, I put the water in, then I put the cordial in to taste.
Yeah. And then because the cordial dilutes and, like, spreads through the water, you can physically see if you need more or less, right?
Yep.
This is foreign to me. I'm sorry, but it is. It just doesn't sound right at all.
See, I told you. On Facebook, what are they saying on Facebook?
Well, some, it's a bit of a mixed bag, really. I mean, some are actually saying cordial first, like Tracy. Julie says the water. Jess says cordial. And Michael... he says the cordial first and the water helps mix it, which
I
agree.
You're all strange. Let me have my way that I drink my cordial. Next you'll be telling me you can't say mate anymore. Hang on a second.
I like the idea of the a nice glass of cool wardial.
Wardial sounds good.
Sounds
I'm
fantastic.
Writing that down. What would the flavour of wardial be? Water, obviously.
Water? Watermelon?
Wardial. Watermelon cordial. Let's paint it.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Jumpers and jackets will be out in force by then. That's 2 weeks from now. I'm finding the weather a little cooler today. A little cooler.
It does seem like it's finally changed from summer into autumn, doesn't it?
I was on the way to work this morning. I thought, oh, maybe I'd get the jumper. I did a U-turn, went back, got the jumper, I'd come to work.
Yeah.
Walk in and I noticed that they've got us some Triple M... scarves here.
They do. They finally bought them back again.
For the one day of the year that most people get cold.
Yeah, yes.
You know, there's a term for people who are cold all the time.
Really?
And it's called... Now, I'm not a doctor and I'm trying to pronounce this word.
Yeah. Like a snake, because they're cold-blooded. They need to stay in the sun to warm up.
Hypothyroidism, I think it's called. I hope I've pronounced that right. So there's some sort of gland in your body.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't produce enough chemical, it makes you cold. So then that's why some people...
Okay, what is it again?
Hypothyroidism? Maybe that's it.
Okay.
Maybe that's it. Why?
I'm just wondering.
No, I think that's what it is.
Right.
It occurs when the thyroid gland does not produce enough thyroid hormones.
Wow.
So
okay.
There you go. I learned something new today. Yeah.
So you're deficient in the thyroid. Because you're cold a lot of the time.
All the time. Like, this legit, anything under 25 degrees,
yeah.
I walk around my house with a jumper on.
Yeah.
I'll be out there, like, hanging up, washing on the clothesline.
Yeah.
And I can see my neighbours, and the guy's walking around, he's mowing the lawn with no shirt on. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, 25 degrees? Aren't you cold? Put a jumper on. Put a shirt on.
So you have noticed that about you.
Yeah.
Like, you'll have the jumper on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Not every single day, but especially around, say, December, maybe January.
In the studio, I do, because it's freezing in here.
Yeah.
Well, outside, it comes off straight away, but
yeah,
I could probably effectively and use wear my jumper from the studio to the car after work and wear it home.
Well, that is true.
It's under 25. So.
Getting into your car sometimes is like a... It's like a heat box.
That's what it is. But they reckon that people who get cold more often or all the time are actually more intelligent. I, however, am the exception to that rule. Because I didn't know that squirrels were a real thing until last year. And toucans are actually real birds. Didn't know that either.
There's a couple of other things you didn't know as well.
Let's leave it there. Did you know? Here's a fact for you.
Yeah.
Did you know when you're sleeping and you wake up real fast and you're like, and you jolt?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Being scared in your dream?
No. Your heart rate has dropped so low, your brain is thinking that you're dying. So that's your brain waking you up.
No, serious.
I learned that yesterday. So maybe I am smarter than I thought.
So now we know about hypothyroidism.
Yeah.
And we know if you jolt yourself awake, it's your brain saying, hey.
Time to wake up.
Yeah. Wow.
See, this is a very educational show, this one.
3 days off and we learnt something.
I know.
Two things.
I'm done for the rest of the year now. That's my smart factor gone.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Now, we haven't done Cop Chat for a couple of weeks. Yep. Cop Chat.
Joining us in the studio, Steve Smith from Mackay Police, as always, mate. Great to see you.
Yeah, it's good to come back in. How are you, guys?
Yeah, good, mate, good. But this is a bit cryptic today. The message that I received was, we're talking about emails.
We are talking about emails. And what we're going to talk about specifically is when you lose control of your emails. And I'm not talking about that work situation that probably, if it happens here, it happens in my workplace. I got up once and walked away from my workstation and someone jumped on my email and pretended to be me and logged me in to apply for an internal course.
That usually happens Facebook here.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. If you leave your Facebook page unattended, we will hack that.
Yeah, so for me, it was a QPS-sponsored snake handlers course.
I couldn't imagine that you wanted to do that.
No, I didn't really. I respectfully withdrew my application later. So this is a scenario that's different to that, obviously. This is when your business email account, your work email, you lose control of, but this time to a criminal.
Yeah, right.
So this time to someone who's experienced, used to this kind of work, if I use that in inverted commas.
Yeah.
And they have been able to gain control of your business email account.
Right.
And you don't know about it. You don't know that this has happened. So now the really clever people who do this will think strategically. They're not going to act quickly or off the cuff.
Yeah.
What they're going to do if they're able to take control of your email, and they do it by, it could be they gain control by way of phishing, phishing emails, or, you know, social engineering, make a phone call. Or maybe it's more technical. They've actually had to work really hard to breach your system and gain control of it. Of that email account, but they've done it.
Yeah, right.
So now, for now, the first thing they're going to do is just sit back and watch what happens and watch the activity. So they can
view what you do on your day-to-day basis
everything
with your email.
Done.
Yeah, that's
right. Viewing your sent emails, maybe having a look at your deleted emails, look at your inbox. They have complete control. Everything you can do, they can do.
And they can see everything too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
So what they're going to do from the outset is start to look at who are you making contact with through your work email account.
Yep.
Are there potential victims out there for them to work with? And that's their first step. And maybe they identify a small cluster of people that, you know, they think, well, okay, they're potential targets over here. Mm. Now, then the next phase, that is to look at you, the person who the owner of the email account is, and look at how you communicate with those people. Are you formal? Are you informal? Yeah. How do you greet yourself? How do you sign off? Do you talk about your family and your
So they're trying to mimic who you are.
Exactly. But, you know, as closely and realistically as possible. Yeah. So like I said, it's strategic.
So it would look legit from the other side as well.
Absolutely. So if it's received by a customer, they will think, because it is coming from that person's genuine email account, if it sounds right, and here's the important part, if it's an email that they're expecting as well, they're not going to think much more of this. They're just going to think that they're communicating with the person that they believe they're communicating
with. And they could fall for whatever has been scammed.
Now, there's a real pattern in Australia, right? It's happening right now. It's happening in Queensland. It's happening in Mackay. It's happening across the country. And that's the targeting of a specific industry by these criminals. And that's the real estate industry. And I know this is something that, you know, you've been involved in this sort of area recently, haven't you? You've made a real estate purchase. So imagine you who've been communicating with your real estate agent for the last 3 weeks to 4 weeks, receive an email from the agent.
Yeah.
Who you've developed a bit of a relationship, when they say, you know what, Dave, the deposit, we have to change the date that the deposit is due. We need this deposit on this date, which might be tomorrow.
That is scary.
Or it might be today. And they say circumstances have changed on the part of the seller. It needs to be paid now. I know you've got the savings there.
Yeah.
Here's the account details. Please do this today. Ooh.
And there's trust between Dave and the hypothetical situation, between Dave and the real estate agent now. Yeah. So he's like, oh, sure. Yep, here's the money.
So what can you do about this?
Well, this is where it's tricky because it depends who you're talking about, because there's now two victims, especially if the money is paid, there's two victims because you have the person who wants to buy the property and who's paid the deposit, they've lost their money. And the account that they've paid the money into is not the proper account to put the deposit. It's an account that's been established by the criminal. It goes into their account. Realistically, you may not ever see that money again. The chances are you won't. It's gone.
That is hard.
So,
and you're talking about, look, it could be 50 to 80 grand.
Well, that's if you're buying in Mackay, what's the standard house price? Am I 500, 600 grand? And what's the deposit requirement? 5%, 10%? What is it?
Well, you can get down to 5, but usually it's
still a lot of money.
Yeah, 10,
it's crazy.
Let's say 10%, 600 grand, 60 grand.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, so you've put that deposit down. It's taken you 3-5 years to get it all together. You've lost it. There's victim one. And victim two is, you know, the agent and the seller and the people in conveyancing and all those people that were trying to access that money. Mm. So
What do people do, though, to stop this from happening? Can we stop this?
Well, you know, you can't. How do you prepare against something that you're not even aware is happening?
Very true.
Yeah. So, hope, and this is why we take every opportunity to, you know, try and share this information. So what we encourage people to do is that if you are contacted by, okay, real estate agents now, next month, it could be a different, it could be vehicle sales, it could be something else, or maybe it's something in finance. Mm. But if you receive, or if you're contacted by way of email and said, hey, we need this payment made into this account today, don't act on that email.
Should you call that person?
Make the phone call.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know,
right.
It's happening that much in industries here in Mackay that if, and you might have already seen this, some of your listeners I'm sure have, there are some businesses in this town in their signature block that have a warning about this particular strategy. They'll say, if you receive an email telling us to make payment into account A,
always call.
Phone us first before you act.
Is this something that's happening on Australian soil or is it from overseas?
No, this is happening now.
So people, are people in Australia doing this?
Like criminals in Australia are doing it. Criminals overseas are doing it.
Right.
So the money, the reason it's so difficult to be found afterwards is once it's lodged in that account, then move to another account, maybe another one, and then it's, you know, converted into digital currency like Bitcoin or something like that, which is
I don't
ridiculous.
Want to say they're getting smart, but
that's ingenious.
And I don't want to give them compliments, but that is really
strategic. I don't like complimenting it, but you have to give it
you have to be very smart about
it. Credit.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So most important phone call you could ever make. If you receive an email of that type, make the call. Don't act on the email alone. It could be the best thing you've ever done.
That is just so scary. Yeah.
That's something that we need to really think about. You've brought it to our attention this morning. If somebody is being affected by this, do they contact Mackay Police?
They can, yes, and get advice, but the place that you report it is actually the best place to report it is the Australian Cyber Security Centre. That's a mouthful. We just call it the ACSC.
Yep.
It's an online reporting portal, and the reason that's the best place to report it is you lodge it there. It can be investigated anywhere in Australia and in overseas locations through that portal. If you come into the police station and report it, it could be withheld only in Queensland.
Moving it
outside.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, we'll put all the details in. You hear that again, by the way, on the listener app. Now, that is something I was not expecting this morning. Thank you very much for bringing it to the light this morning. Steve, appreciate that. With Cop Chat. See you in 2 weeks, Steve. Good to see you, mate.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
You can actually afford to take your mate with you as well.
Oh, don't say that. New South Wales Parliament at the moment.
Oh, I saw that as well. The Premier saying to all of his politicians, you can't say mate anymore.
What has happened? Where have we gone wrong where you can't even say to somebody mate without somebody getting offended?
Yeah, look, be offended. It's not going to hurt anyone. Just be offended. I'm offended that you're actually considering banning the word mate.
Even for us here in Mackay with Sundays, when I first moved here 20 years ago, the big saying in our region is old mate. Like, if that's the case, we are screwed. Like, you're not allowed to call anybody mate anymore. We are up that creek without that paddle.
Yeah, the New South Wales Premier is expecting us to learn everybody's name and not forget it. That's where the whole thing mate comes into it, doesn't it?
It's half because the time. We've forgotten somebody's name.
Yeah.
That's why you say mate.
Yeah.
That's just an Australian term. Like, I don't really get why it's who's classing that as offensive.
I don't get it either. Like, I think we're in agreement with that one because if you can't say mate in society, we're both screwed. Because we say it all the time.
Who was offended by that? Well, 1-3-5-3. Do you hate being called mate? Like, I get called mate all the time. Does not bother me at all. Does it bother you if you get somebody calls you mate?
No. It's like a term of endearment, as well as other words.
Well, maybe there are people that don't like to be called mate.
And that's fine. Mm. I would actually like to know why.
Get onto the list. You'll become our best mate. But apparently, the word mate you can't say in New South Wales Parliament now.
Yeah, look, might as well just put up the borders again. Shut down the borders between here and New South Wales.
The Premier, what's his name?
Dominic Perrottet.
Perrottet, very posh sounding, says he's trying to tell his government ministers to steer away from the word mate.
It's it almost feels sacrilegious, doesn't it?
I don't understand this. 1-3-3-5-3. If you find the word mate offensive or you don't like being called mate, 1-3-3-5-3.
Ash is from South Mackay. Mate, do you hate being called mate?
No, would.
Oh, okay.
See, I think that's... Most people would. Like, you'd be very hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't like being called mate.
Yeah, I don't get it.
No, me either. I think the world has come to an absolute crazy T-intersection in the road, I think.
It's getting sad, eh?
Oh, it's bloody sad. So, but you don't like the word bud?
I can't stand it. I don't even know where it comes from. And it's a Queensland thing, I'm sure.
I think it comes from buddy, because somebody in my family says bud as well, and I hate it.
Bud?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even make sense. I don't get it.
Maybe they're calling you Buddha, or who knows? That's the first time I've ever heard that.
It's definitely bud, and it's said 300 or 400 times a day on a building site, usually.
All right, to all you tradies around Mackay with Sundays, quit the bud. we'll get a T-shirt made for you, Ash. Thanks for the call. On our Facebook page, what are they saying on Facebook?
Well, they're saying, Todd says, shows how much politicians are out of touch with the people. Jeff has actually got a good one here. He says, the receptionist at a company in Melbourne will pull you up on the phone if you say mate. And she'll actually say, I am not your mate.
Somebody would say that?
Yeah.
I'm not your mate.
Well, she's from Melbourne.
I don't care where you're from. You could be from Tasmania. What, we're all Australian. What is wrong with the word mate?
Who knows?
I don't get it. I do not get it at all.
No, look, it's...
Are there more people saying that they're offended by it, or are they saying that they're not?
Most of them are okay with it. Like, Vicky's okay with it. Sarah's okay with it. Janelle says, I love calling people mate. But then again, she only calls males mate.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same with that, yes. 1-3-3-5-3, Adam and Bekaja, do you hate being called mate?
No, don't worry me. I'm just wondering how this idiot's going to try and police it.
Well, yeah, exactly right.
It might be like the swear jar type of thing.
It'd want to be a big one.
You're right. So many people would screw up big time. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
As long as they're okay to go barefoot water skiing, because our next guest, he's an absolute legend at it.
He's a champion too.
Luke Vanden Heuvel.
That's him, yep.
How are you, mate?
No, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Mate, saw you in the newspaper last week, the Daily Mercury. How does one get into barefoot water skiing?
It's a bit of a progression. I started as an 8-year-old. And if you've got a boat and you're social skiing and it starts off like on discs and skis and whatever, but then all of a sudden you're like, well, I might try getting up on my feet.
See, I would have thought, Jay, that it would be because you can't afford the ski. You've already bought the boat and you've got no money left in the kitty.
I wish it was the case. Right. Barefoot water skiing is quite expensive.
I was going to say, what's the most expensive thing about water skiing?
Well, first off, you need a boat.
Yeah, true.
That'll be nice.
And you actually do need a driver.
Yeah, true.
That's the hard bit. If you can get a crew, that's your first step. But typically a wetsuit's anywhere between $5 to $1,000.
Wow.
No, $500 to $1,000. Ropes are $300. Handles are the same. So
fuel as well for your boat.
Yeah, that's considerably gone up.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it's pricey, and the tournaments are not dirt cheap as well.
You see some of these videos on the wide world of sports, especially where people just stack it. Have you ever stacked it?
Yes.
How many
countless
times?
Oh, I've skied since I was 8 years old, so it'd be up in the thousands.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this off the air before. Does it hurt when you take a stack, though?
It can do.
Because you hear stories all the time where people say when you hit water at speed, it's really hard.
It is, yeah. Depending on the fall and what position you hit the water. Like some of them you get up and you're laughing and smiling, and other times you're a bit ginger and a few stars.
So this September, you're off to some championships too, I believe. What are they for, and how did you get into those?
Yeah, so after the Nationals, I got selected in the Australian team, in the squad,
yep.
Which then I got to the chance to go over to, well, I got the chance to go over to, where is it?
somewhere that has water.
Yeah.
Overseas somewhere.
Yeah, Texas, so I had a mind blank.
No, you're right.
Yeah, in September, so I'm training really hard, and I'm hopefully heading there in September, and yeah, in the Masters division, so.
And do you need sponsors for that too?
I would love some help, yeah. Okay. It's not cheap, you know, for starters, it's around $5,000 just to get there.
Yep, sure.
You know, flights, accommodation, and you've got an event fee as well, which is $320, so just to get there in general. So, yeah, happy
to. With Sundays, if you're listening and you want to support this man, you get onto the phone now, you tell us 133-53, because we've got to get you there. We've got to make our mark, Dave, when it comes to barefoot water skiing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know how you would do the sponsorship. Would you have it on the boat, or would you just do it while you're going past the camera at speed?
Yeah, well, I'll be getting a custom suit made up for the championship, so yeah. I could have your sponsor on the suit, and you'll get plenty of foot your coverage of that. And,
yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Jump on my socials, you'll see the suits that I got now, and if you want a piece of action, it's pretty cool.
We'll attach that to our chat on our Facebook page at Triple M and Kyle Sundays.
Thanks to Triple M.
So if there's like kids listening now and their parents are saying, oh, you know, young Johnny, what sport do you want to get into? And they've just heard you talk about it on the air.
Yep.
Is it a sport that you would recommend to all age groups?
100%.
Okay, right.
Yeah. So we've got my young fella is 8 years old.
Yep.
And he just skied up a division. Okay. He doesn't want to get participation medals. so as in being the under 10s, that's what they do. So he skied in the sub juniors. And under 14s, and he got third in Australia for slalom, and that was a PB run for him. So, yeah, 8 years old, and I think the oldest competitor at Nationals was like 65, maybe older. It was, yeah.
That's great.
There's a Grand Masters division.
You're 35, and you were just telling us off the air, and your class as a senior.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah.
There's something wrong with the world there.
If that's the case, Dave and I are geriatric. We're over 40, we are. Do they have like one where you can sit down on a rocker or something? I don't know. But all the details, triplem.com.au. Best of luck with it. Keep in touch with us because we want to see how you go in September. And if you do want to sponsor this man, he's a cracker. I've seen a couple of videos. We stalked him on the Facebook page on the weekend, Dave and I did. Get onto our Facebook page, Triple M and Kyle with Sundays. Luke, thanks for joining us, mate.
Nah, thanks very much. Appreciate it, lads.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Today being the annual Star Wars Day, may the 4th be with you. And to you too.
And to you too.
Is that what you say?
No, it's usually may the 4th, may the force be with you. And then they say, may the force be with you. That's Star Trek. Do not ever do that again.
What? That's the finger thing, isn't it?
No, that's not the finger thing.
Huh.
That's Star Trek. That didn't sound quite right, did it?
Is that not the right thing to do?
No. No, that could land you in jail.
Okay, so it's not. I had my fingers separated like the. I thought that was like, Star Wars.
That's Dr. Spock.
Okay,
from Star Trek.
Wrong show. My apology.
Oh yes.
Five questions for Star Wars fans.
Ooh.
If you get nothing right, that tells me that you're just on the bandwagon of Star Wars and you don't actually even like the show.
Well, you've gone for the hard questions.
Yeah, correct. So if you're a diehard fan, then you would know these answers.
All right.
Here we go. Question one. On the Star Wars Trivia, Mackay with Sundays. Anyone Star Wars fans out there, if you are playing along at home, let us know how you go.
I'm concerned.
What does AT-AT stand for?
AT-AT, all terrain.
I need the full answer. As you would say in the pressure test, I need the whole answer.
Okay, all terrain. all terrain, all terrain. I've got no idea.
All-terrain armoured transport.
Ah, right. That makes sense.
What odds does C-3PO give Han for successfully navigating the asteroid field? Now, remember, if you don't get this right, this would tell me that you're not really a fan of Star Wars.
I want to say it wasn't actually C-3PO that actually gave it. It was R2-D2.
No, it was C-3PO.
No, it was R2-D2.
No, it's C-3PO.
But C-3PO decided, like, mentioned it.
You don't get to dissect the question because you don't know what the answer is.
Let's say 360 million to one.
No, 3,720 to one.
Okay.
Not even close. Doesn't look good at this stage, folks.
It doesn't.
What is the name of Boba Fett's ship?
Slave One.
Okay, you got one right. Hi-ya! One is better than nothing.
Well, that's...
You're only... you're like the interest rates. You're only a little smaller percentage.
Well, I'm not sweating as much anymore.
Darth Vader's chest piece had some writing on it.
It was
what Latin. Language is it in?
Right.
And what does it translate to?
It's Hebrew, and I can't say what it...
Time's up!
To, but it is Hebrew, so that's half a point,
no,
right?
No, it's not. No. I'm the quiz master here. His deeds will not be forgiven until he merits.
Merits, yeah. I got half of it right.
Number one fan of Mackay Whitsunday Star Wars here, folks.
Give me half a point for that one. Come on.
Nope. What species is Yoda?
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Oh, man.
Well, Dave, your claim is that you are the biggest fan of Star Wars, so this is just, you're proving your point.
He's a...
It's like when you go on Jeopardy and they give you the topic that you choose.
Yeah, and you see...
You would choose Star Wars, right?
Well, not after these questions. No, I got no idea.
Well, nobody knows, or should we say, knows no one does.
Okay, so I guess technically I'm right on that one.
No, no.
See, that was a trick question. I want another one.
You have trick questions in the pressure test all the time.
Yeah, okay, it's that's
just
fine.
Payback. So maybe you should hand in your little membership you've got with Star Wars.
You should just keep going.
The 501 Pavilion, isn't it?
Pavilion.
Whatever it is. What is it called?
It's a battalion. Oh, my God. You are really starting to rile me up today. I tell you.
Dave sucks. He doesn't even know Star Wars. It's all a lie. May the 4th be with you today, folks.
I got 2.5 right out of 5.
That's something to skite about.
That's average, yeah. Jay and Dave
in the morning. Interest rates came out and we were like, what is happening? The number was a little scary. We were like, okay, does this mean that all of our mortgages are going up? What does it mean for the average person around Mackay Whitsunday?
Well, it's the first rate rise in 11 years, so a lot of us don't even know what this really means. So that's why we thought we'd get Peter Phillips from Guardian. Mm. Oh, I thought you were going to do the jingle. Come on, mate.
I've got the jingle here. Hang on, let me do this.
With you at every step.
Yeah! Do you want to get to the studio?
Pete, you weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I wasn't expecting that at all. G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yesterday's announcement with the interest rates, there seems to be like a big doom and gloom cloud hanging over Australia at the moment. Is it that bad?
No, it's not. And that's what normally happens. Interest rates rise and everybody starts to panic, and we don't want everyone to panic, especially in regional Queensland, where the economy's pretty strong at the moment. Mm. What you see is basically, in the last probably 6 months, fixed rates are going up, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay. But the variable rate has remained the same. So people are worried about fixing, but they're going to be fixing at a higher cost.
Yeah.
Okay, which is going to be hard on everybody. But some people like that peace of mind where they can split their loans, do half fixed, half variable or something like that. But, you know, a good product these days can, with a variable rate, can give you about 0.2% off the standard variable rate anyway. So theoretically, the variable rate at the moment would be my personal choice.
Yeah, right. And we have to say that too as well. So this is just advice and we're just talking about this. If you want to, you know, check you with your financial person, go and see the team at Guardian. They can help you out as well. But correct. So it's nothing really to be worried about. What happens at the end of the year where they say they're predicting that interest rates could get over 2%? Yeah. Is that a bigger issue?
Again, my personal opinion would be your bigger markets are going to suffer.
Yeah.
Okay, so your Sydney markets, your Melbourne markets, where the prices have just gone through the roof.
Mm. Yeah.
We're pretty lucky here. Our prices will maintain their values, in my opinion, because we've obviously gone through a big downturn. Mm. Now we've come out of that downturn and our prices now are increasing.
Yeah.
So the rental markets is good. It's very hard to get a rental property in Mackay still.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't want to see that happening again like it did last time.
Mm-hmm.
But your general prices haven't increased rapidly. They're just consistently increasing. But we have had some record sales as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So really what you're saying is you don't have to swap your Chocomoca coffee latte cafe thing to an instant coffee just yet, do you?
No.
Right.
Look, just spend wisely.
Yeah.
What banks do is they allow for credit rate increases when they service your loan. Okay, so when you're getting a home loan application, it's probably 3 or 4% higher than the standard variable rate anyway.
Right.
So they've allowed for that anyway.
Okay. So it's not a huge doom and gloom thing. But look, if anything does change, will you be in the studio with us and tell us if we need to?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. We'll keep in touch with you, Pete. Thank you very much for the information.
Not a problem. Appreciate it.
Hey, there you go.
Cheers.
Well, that's good because I don't know about you, Jay, but I was starting to freak out a little bit. It's like, okay, it's gone up so much already.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's the media. And we work in the media, but yeah. I think sometimes they're like, that's a news story, we're going to run with that tonight.
So we got caught up as well, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, we fell for
it. It's the doom and gloom.
Nothing breaks a good headline, eh? Thank you, Pete. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers.
Pete from Guardian. Are you going to sing with me, Dave?
Yeah.
Guardian with you at every step.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, mate.
There you go. Another podcast done and dusted, nudging up to number 60 next time.
You know, our breakfast show's over 2,000 something?
Yeah, 2,457.
Getting close. So, how many shows left until we're 2,500?
Let's just say 43.
43 shows.
Yeah, ooh.
That's not far away, actually.
No. Ooh. Do we give away 2,500 of something?
Do we get paid 2,500 and something? I would like that. Listen to us weekdays on Mackay and Sundays Triple M, of course, streaming live here on the Listener app.